Hello, and this is the broadcast for Children in Ignite for Sunday, the 1st of November. Oh, can't believe it's already November. And unfortunately, things are not going brilliantly. And yesterday, the Prime Minister announced that we will be going into lockdown, but thankfully, schools will continue. So do take care, whatever you're doing, and just be as careful as you can be so that you do not get or spread COVID-19. So, today we're going to talk about another two parables that Jesus taught us while he was here on earth. But before we get that, I would like to see whether you can think of what I am thinking of. Okay, your first clue is that this is something you play with in the playground or garden. You can have lots, hours and hours of fun going up and down. So for 5 points, it's something that you can play with in the playground or the garden. For 4 points, you can have hours and hours of fun going up and down. For 3 points, it suits all ages and usually people do love playing it. This and we're on 3 points, I think. It can be made out of plastic or metal or wood. Right, is that helping at all? For 2 points, you hold the rails at the top. And for 1 point, there is a ladder and a straight part that is at about a 60-degree angle. Do you know what I was thinking about that you can play with? It's a slide. If you got that right, well done you. That is very, very good. Okay, so today we are talking about servants. Now, this is not something that we are very familiar with in today's age. So in Jesus's day, though, they would often have people that worked for a master, and they would either be servants or they would be slaves. The difference being that servants would get paid something and slaves would not necessarily get paid. They would just be given the food that they eat, and that would be that. But to the Jews in Jesus' time, being a servant was not sort of a big thing. It was something that people did. Not everybody had a servant, but some people did. And if you were a servant, it was a good enough job to have, I guess. And you would just work whatever hours you were supposed to work, and sometimes it was long hours, sometimes it wasn't sort of very good. And sometimes you would have a servant that would work in the house only, or you could have a servant that works out in the field, or sometimes you could have one who does both, who works in the field and then comes in and gets all dressed up and then works in the house as well. Okay, so today's Bible verses that we're going to look at come from Luke chapter 17, verse 7 to 10. And the Bible says, "Suppose one of you had a servant who is plowing or looking after the sheep. When he comes in from the field, do you tell him to hurry along and eat his meal? Of course not. Instead, you say to him, 'Get my supper ready, then put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may have your meal.' The servant does not deserve thanks for obeying orders, does he? It is the same with you. When you have done all you have been told to do, say, 'We are ordinary servants. We are only doing our duty.'" Okay, so that does sound a little bit harsh, doesn't it? It sounds like we have this servant and he's just working hard, and the master doesn't actually acknowledge all the little thing that the servant does. But that was the life of a servant. That is just how it was. And our lives are a little bit like that. You know that there is a time when you just have to go to school, and maybe you have chores around the house and you just have to do those chores. And it's not that somebody will always come and say, oh, well done, you have been to school and you've come back, you can have sweets or you can have something nice to look forward to. Sometimes it is just what you're expected to do. And when you've done it, there is not much sort of reward for it. You just have to move on and get on with the next thing. And that was the life of a servant, really. There wouldn't be anybody coming and thanking them for their hard work. They were just expected to do that. So for us, we are God's servants. He tells us what to do, and we should love doing the work, and we should be ready to do it and to obey his commandments and the things that he tells us to do. And at the end of that, we shouldn't be looking at what we can get out of it. Sometimes when we have done the right thing, the only thing that we get out of it is the joy of knowing we have done the right thing. We might not necessarily get lots of things that make us sort of like feel good, or we might not get a pat on the back, or we might not get somebody coming and saying, well done, you've worked really hard. Just like a servant wouldn't be expecting that. And as God's servants, he always makes sure that we get something for our reward. Just like this master said that, go and get my meal ready. And once you've done all of that, you can go and have your meal. So it was like the servant was getting what was due to him, which was being having a roof over his head in the master's house and being fed after he has done the work that the master needed to be done. And the same thing for us. After we have done all the things that God asks us to do, our reward is the joy of knowing that we have done the right thing and that we are serving God in the way that he wants us to. So sometimes life is not fair. Sometimes life is just like that. And it's something that we do have to accept and live with, to think that we might not always get a pat on the back. We might not always get acknowledgement for some of the things that we do. And we might not always get thanks and special praise. We might not, when we're serving God, we don't get any special treatment for obeying him. I remember when my children were in primary school and I sort of said, oh, you've done very well. At school, you've gone to school, I'll give you something for that. And my daughter said, nope, don't give me anything for just doing what I am supposed to do as a child. And I really respected that, even though when she was older, she wished she hadn't said that, because she wanted to get sweets or money or something else from me. But I really thought that was very, very mature of her to sort of say, there are some things I have to do at this stage in my life, and, you know, I should not get any special treatment just for doing those things. So that is what it's like sometimes serving God. You do all the right things, and the only reward you would sort of get from it is the strength to be able to do those things. So sometimes as a Christian, don't expect to be getting lots of pats on the back for being a good sister or a good brother or helping out with things around the house. Sometimes as parents, we can forget to say thank you. But just know that God sees everything, and he is where you should be looking to get your reward. Okay, so then the next one that we are going to look at comes from Matthew chapter 18. Verse 23 to 34. Okay. And this one says, the kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a king who decided to check on his servant's account. He had just begun to do so when one of them was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. The servant did not have enough to pay his debt. So the king ordered him to be sold as a slave with his wife and his children and all that he had in order to pay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before the king. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay you everything." The king felt sorry for him, so he forgave him the debt and let him go. Then the man went out and met one of his fellow servants who owed him a few dollars. He grabbed him and started choking him. "Pay back what you owe me," he said. His fellow servant fell down and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he had him thrown into jail until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were very upset and went to the king and told him everything. So he called the servant in. "You worthless slave," he said, "I forgave you the whole amount you owed me just because you asked me to. You should have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you." The king was very angry, and he sent the servant to jail to be punished until he should pay back the whole amount. Right, so here we see a very, unmerciful servant. Because when we look at the Lord's Prayer, which is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12 to 15, that's the part of the Lord's Prayer where it says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who sin against us." So forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. So that's a little bit of a catch, isn't it? Because it means that we have to actually forgive other people. If somebody does something wrong to us, we should forgive them. Unforgiveness is so heavy on our heart, on our mind, on our lives. It's not worth it. Whatever any person has done wrong to you, you should just try to be quick to forgive them. Because not forgiving them means that you are stopping God from forgiving you. And if you look at this unfaithful, unmerciful servant, he was forgiven like $1 million, which is a lot. And then the second servant owed him only a few dollars. So it's like, if God always forgives us a lot, so we can afford to forgive another person the little that they do to hurt us. And Jesus gave guidance to Peter before, when Peter said to Jesus, "How many times should I forgive my brother?" Like 7 times 7, which is only 49 times. He said, "Should I forgive him 49 times if he keeps doing the same thing wrong?" And Jesus said, "No, that is not enough. It's 70 times 70, which is a lot, a bigger, much, much bigger number. So we have to be prepared to forgive someone who does something wrong to us. Because that's the same way that God will treat us. He will forgive us anything that we do wrong. But sometimes we don't see God's answers to prayers. We don't see him rewarding us when we've done something right. And we don't see him punishing people that have done something wrong to us. The only thing that we can trust on is having faith in knowing that God will sort it out. He might sort it out today or next week or next month. Or he might sort it out when he finally comes for the final judgment, when he's going to judge people on earth and how they have behaved. So we have the only reward that we can get sometimes when we have forgiven somebody else. It allows us to move on with our lives without anything holding us back. And it gives us peace of mind just knowing that we've forgiven someone. And sometimes that's the one reward that we can have. It's really the only thing that we can do is to forgive someone and try to forget that they've done something wrong to us. And the only way that we can do that is by trying to spend more time with God and to try to build up our fruits of the Spirit so that we are quick to do the right thing and not hold on to bad things and bad feelings when they creep up on us. So I hope that helped, looking at these two parables about servants.
I hope you learn something good from them and that it really blesses you and helps you to be a better person, because that is what the Bible is supposed to do. So before we go, let us pray. Lord, I just thank you for the children listening to this, and I pray that you will help them to be quick to forgive other people if they do anything wrong to them, and that they are willing to work hard for your kingdom and to do the things that you ask them to do. Give them the strength to do it, Lord, and let them ask for help if they need it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Do take care. Be careful out there, and take all the precautions you can. Make sure you're washing your hands, and don't put your fingers in your mouth or your nose or your eyes. Stay blessed. Bye.